540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with an 84-year-old white man in Kansas City, Missouri, who's been charged with assault in the first degree and armed criminal action for allegedly shooting a black teenager who rang his doorbell by mistake. Clay County prosecutor Zach Thompson.
I can tell you there was a racial component to the case.
More from CBS's Matt Piper.
Shortly before prosecutors announced charges against Andrew Lester, attorneys Ben Crump and Lee Merritt say the family of Ralph Yarl got a call from President Biden. They say he offered the family of the 16-year-old his prayers for Ralph's health and for justice. The attorneys say in their statement, our children should feel safe, not as though they are being hunted.
The wounded teenager is back home recovering. A homeowner in upstate New York's been charged with second-degree murder for firing at a car full of young people who'd turned into the wrong driveway. A 20-year-old riding inside was killed. This woman in Hebron weighs in.
It never occurred to me that it would cost me my life to take a wrong turn up someone's driveway. He just didn't give these kids a chance at all.
Officials say they've been looking for a friend's home. A grand jury in Ohio has voted not to charge 8 police officers in the shooting death of a 25-year-old black driver named Jayland Walker. He ran away during an attempted traffic stop and a car chase in Akron. The Walker's attorney, Bobby DiCello.
The family of Jayland Walker's hearts have been destroyed. His body has been destroyed. And our faith in this community, its leadership has been destroyed.
Officers fired 94 shots and hit Walker 46 times. He was unarmed, but a gun was found inside his car. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich stood inside a glass cage in a courtroom in Moscow today to appeal his detention on spying charges. He could face up to 20 years if he's convicted. Russia's president made a surprise visit to occupied Ukraine. Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
His dark suit and tie contrasting with the military fatigues around him. Vladimir Putin is seen visiting Russian command posts in the southern Kherson and Luhansk regions. He asks for status reports on Kherson and Zaporizhia and presents the men with icons based on those used by Russian forces in the 19th century.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says all American diplomats are okay after their convoy came under fire in Sudan.
This action was reckless. It was irresponsible. And, of course, unsafe.
The UN Human Rights Office says at least 185 people have been killed, more than 1,800 injured, in 4 days of clashes between the Sudanese army and a powerful rival battling for control of the country. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. A former school board member of the Heartland Lakeside School District who resigned earlier this month is facing 3 misdemeanor counts of election fraud for allegedly using his father's address on campaign documents during last year's spring election. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting John Harder facing a fine up to $1,000 or prison time up to 6 months. Harder was elected to a 3-year term on the board in 2022, but resigned earlier this month without stating a reason. He's due back in court April 27th. Parts of Wisconsin got hit with more than a foot of snow Sunday night into Monday. The town of Northfield in Jackson County reported 22 inches. Black River Falls with 19.5. The city of Phillips in Price County got 15 inches of new snow, and a foot fell on the Iron County town of Saxon. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Has your affordable care plan gotten too expensive? Then Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team will help save you money on insurance with a plan you can change at any time to fit your budget for individual, family, or small business. Getting started with a quote is fast, easy, and takes less than 5 minutes. Call Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team, 779-302-8363. 779-302-8363. Call today.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You text us at that same number. So, hey, Calvin, I've got to, it's a hard thing for me to do, man. It's a hard thing for me to say, and I have to get this out, man. It's been on my mind for quite some time, man. But, man, I agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, no.
Man. I agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene, man. It's on this issue, only on this issue. So Marjorie Taylor Greene said yesterday, our country is a joke. Congresswoman Green, our country is a joke because there are people like you, they come on, man, who are Congress people, and that people are listening to you. That's a joke. This woman is absolutely insane. And yet she's one of the most powerful people in the country. Yeah, the country is a joke. As long as people like you have been elected and are saying and doing the absolutely insane things that you say and do on a daily basis, and then you're supported. It's bad enough that you are there. But the fact that there are people who stand behind you in your insanity is what makes the country a joke. Now, what was she talking about? So Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene on Monday lashed out at the federal government for the prosecution of alleged leaker Jack Teixeira. That's the young man who, you know, gave out the information. About secret information that really shouldn't have gotten out. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, let's check your record out. So, you know, for those who may think that I'm being too harsh on Marjorie Taylor Greene as she talks about the country being a joke, let's look at some of the things this woman has said in her short time in leadership. And she's what, either second or third in command in the Congress under the Republican leadership of Kevin McCarthy. And our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. If I'm wrong, you know, I always say, man, correct me. 844-967-2789. Let's follow some of the 10 most outrageous things that this woman who says that our nation is crazy has had to say. And yet she's being supported and backed up. Let me go here. Appearing on the One America Newswork podcast, Real America, with Dan Ball, Green said, so everything is completely out of control. Not only do we have the D.C. jail, which is the D.C. gulag, but now we have Nancy Pelosi's Gestapo police spying on members of Congress. Social media user said Green was referring to the Gestapo, the Nazi secret police force in Germany, rather than the gazpacho, a cold soup. Hey, you know, I'm sorry for those of you Republicans who think that I'm picking on her. Let's see. Let's go to this. Is Kamala Harris's white husband worth less? This is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Greene asked the vice president whether her husband, Doug Emhoff, was worth less because he's white. The congresswoman was responding on Twitter to comments Kamala Harris made about the impact of Hurricane Ian, which devastated Florida in late September. Harris said, it is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions and impacted by issues that are not of their own making. In response, Green tweeted, Kamala Harris, hurricanes do not target people based on the color of their skin. Hurricanes do not discriminate, and neither should the federal government by giving aid to people suffering from devastation of Hurricane Ian. Is your husband's life worth less because he's white? Huh? What? Yeah, America is absolutely crazy because this woman is in office. Joining the military is like throwing your life away. In April, Green suggested joining the military is like, well, it's like throwing your life away. While discussing the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan on Fox News host Lou Dobbs podcast, Dobbs asked, can you imagine explaining to a recruit you're going to be just fine, just like those Marines in Kabul? We may not have time to come back and get you, but you know, it'll work out all right. We're going to fight a third world country for two decades and walk out with our tail between our legs. Who in his or her right mind would say, sign me up for that, Sarge? Marjorie Taylor Greene. Greene replied, not my son. I know a lot of young people don't want to have anything to do with that. It's like throwing your life away. Not to mention how they've been forced to take the vaccine. And the ones that didn't want to take it have been discharged. Who wants to be treated that way? Asking why kids get monkeypox if it's an STD. After the Federal Center for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed two children that caught monkeypox in July, Green tweeted, if monkeypox is sexually transmitted disease, why are kids getting it? Monkeypox is not a sexually transmitted disease, although the outbreak was initially concentrated among men who had sex with other men. The disease is spread by skin-to-skin contact with an infected person, meaning it can be caught during many activities, including sex. July 4th shootings were to get GOP to back gun control. On July 4th, Seven people were fatally shot in Independence Day parade in Highland Park, Illinois, and two police officers were gunned in Philadelphia. Responding to the incidents on her online MTG Live show, Green said, two shootings on July 4th, one in a rich white neighborhood and the other at a fireworks display. It almost sounds like it's designed to persuade Republicans to go along with more gun control, she said. She later admitted that this sounded like a conspiracy theory. Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think America has gone crazy. Global warming actually is healthy for us. Appearing on the conservative right side broadcast network in June, Greene argued that global warming is beneficial for humanity. She said, and I quote, "We have already warmed 1 degree Celsius. And do you know what happens since then? We have had more food grown since then, which feeds people." Oh. Oh, okay. She went on, "We are producing fossil fuels that keeps people's houses warm in the winter, that saves people's lives. People die in the cold. This earth warming and carbon is actually healthy for us. It helps us to feed people. It helps people stay alive. The earth is more green than it was years and years ago, and that is because of the earth's warming." January 6th attack on Capitol. Just a little riot. Green described the January 6th, 2021 attack on Capitol in which hundreds of Trump supporters stormed a building to stop certification of the presidential election results as a little riot. Speaking on MTG Live, man, she's got a channel, MTG Live. We got to see what we can do about, you know, finding that channel, Calvin. "The people that came, most of them that came to Washington, D.C. that day were there to support President Trump. On one side of the Capitol, people were singing, they were praying. I mean, it was, you know, amazing. The other side of the Capitol, yeah, there was a little riot going on. Approximately over 800 people went inside the Capitol, but there was a very small percentage there in total that day out of all people that were there that actually did anything wrong, and they're being persecuted. It's a political witch hunt." Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think America has gone crazy. Walmart grooming children for sex toys. On and on and on. And yes, I agree. Marjorie Taylor Greene, America has gone crazy. Mark this date down, Calvin. I agree with something Marjorie Taylor Greene has said, but not in the manner that she does. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach,
diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La 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 la.
Yeah.
With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Breeze Car clips right on your vent.
Yeah,
you know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right.
Yeah.
Breathe happy for Breeze. La 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 la.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with a high of 52. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 34 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 55. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. Chance for scattered showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to the phone lines. And Don from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning to you, Don. How you doing, man? You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I just wanted to go back to your earlier topic on guns. There are two prostitutes that are working for the NRA. Just wanted to bring this to your attention in the journal.
Only two?
Probably more, but they're Republicans. Okay, you corrected me. I was wrong.
No, go ahead.
But anyhow, I just wanted to bring your attention in the journal a couple days ago. The prostitute governor for Florida, he's going to have it where there will be no background checks or no training, so you can get your gun anytime you want. And President Trump is barnstorming around. I think he was in Texas the other day. He's coming up with a great plan of arming teachers. If you elect him president, that he has a program where the teachers will be paid a special training from the government. So I just wanted to.
Well, Don, I was talking with an educator on Sunday night, and a friend of mine, and he clearly stated he doesn't know any teacher. You know, he's been a teacher for, I don't know, 30 years. He doesn't know any teacher who wants to be carrying a gun.
You want to carry a pencil.
So the point is, why are these lunatics trying to force that on teachers who don't want to carry a gun? It goes to show, and again, all these people are whores, you know, on the state levels as well as on the national levels, and who refuse to deal with what is really the issue and what is really going on. Too many guns. Okay? And so instead of trying to reel in all of these guns, as the blood of the American citizens runs in the street, man, the streets are bloody. And the blood of the American people are on their hands, and it's on their hands, Don, because it's American citizens who's killing other American citizens. So that blood is on the hands of the politicians.
Exactly.
Who make it possible.
Just because they want to be whores.
Well, that's what they are. You know, that's what they are. And all the Republicans who don't even want to have a conversation about it, it's on their hands too. And again, well, yeah, it's my Second Amendment right to own that bazooka. I don't care what you say. I have a Second Amendment right to own that 50 caliber submachine gun. I'm an American. Oh, okay. All right. Never mind, again, what's taking place in the country. You can't get beyond your own narrow mind that something is not right with what's happening with people killing one another in this country. No other nation on earth suffers from this other than ours. And yet we don't have people who have the courage to deal with it, Don.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye. I really appreciate it. Our phone line's open, as always, at 844-967-2789. I'm not going to get up off of it. And because we should never get up off of what's happening with this continued slaughter in this country. And, well, we can't be talking about that. You know, if we talk about that, there are a lot of people who own guns and they're good people. And so we don't want to bother them. It's not about the good people who own guns. It's about the fact that there's so many guns. You know, when is enough enough? Well, you know, there's not enough ammunition. I know, because everybody's got it. Everybody's got guns. Well, not everybody. I don't have any. And I'm not alone. I know the other people in this listening audience, but I'm being facetious, you know. I've got a constitutional right to bear arms. Oh, okay. Tell that to the mother who loses their child every second of every minute of every hour of every day, year in, year out. Tell those grieving mothers that. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Just in, a court in Moscow is upholding the detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich on spying charges. He appeared in court in a glass cage to appeal his detention today. Here in the U.S., an 84-year-old white man in Missouri has been charged with two felony counts, assault in the first degree and armed criminal action, after allegedly firing at a black teenager who rang his doorbell by mistake. CBS's Matt Piper.
Jarl, who's 16 and was in the school band, was shot in the head and arm, but did survive. Neighbors are outraged at how it all transpired.
Nobody should be harmed, shot at, or killed because they ring a doorbell.
A grand jury in Ohio's voted not to indict eight police officers who fired more than 90 rounds into Jalen Walker, a black driver who tried to run away after an attempted traffic stop. Akron Police Chief Steve Milet.
The jurors ultimately determined that our officers did not commit a crime when they encountered Mr. Walker.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk, from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports. We do a daily music break and a history lesson. We have newsmakers, insiders, community leaders, and all kinds of other guests and regulars. And we take the time to break down an issue or a story and explain it in plain English. Catch Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 here on the radio, the Civic Media website, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured, with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com. Or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
Has your affordable care plan gotten too expensive? Then Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team will help save you money on insurance with a plan you can change at any time to fit your budget for individual, family, or small business. Getting started with a quote is fast, easy, and takes less than 5 minutes. Call Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team, 779-302-8363. 779-302-8363. Call today.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All right,
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, I have to talk about this story and want to hear your thoughts on it. An Ohio grand jury decided eight Akron police officers were legally justified last year in the shooting death of a 25-year-old black man, and they won't face charges. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost announced Monday Jalen Walker was killed by police after fleeing a traffic stop in, last June. Officers chased the car. The state investigation found that police saw Walker driving with a broken taillight and a broken light on his rear license plate. What? A broken light on his rear license plate? Warrants being pulled over? Listen, those of you who don't understand racial profiling, and I'm not making excuses for anything this man did. I'm asking that police pull over a person because of a broken taillight on his rear license plate. But they decided not to follow him. They saw him 10 minutes later at the same intersection and decided to pursue him for equipment violations, Yo said. Officers chased the car on the freeway and city streets until Walker bailed from the still moving vehicle, ignored officers' commands, and ran into a parking lot where he was killed while wearing a ski mask. Body cam video showed authorities said he represented a deadly threat. A handgun, loaded magazine, and a wedding ring were found on the driver's seat of his car. Now, he had exited the car. The gun was still on the seat of the car while he took off running. Walker reached for his waistband as officers were chasing and raised his hand. Yo said the officers, not knowing he left his gun in the car, believed he was firing at them. And so Yo said it's critical to remember. Dash cam video from a police cruiser captured images of Walker firing a gun from his car, said Anthony Pearson, an assistant state attorney general. There's no doubt he did, in fact, shoot at police officers, Yo said. Walker had no criminal history and had never fired a gun until he went on a shooting range with a friend in early June, the district attorney said. But here's the deal. In 6 to 7 seconds, officers fired 120 shots and struck him 40 times. Now, I don't know. I'm not a law enforcement officer. But 40 times you hit somebody, you shoot 120 times one man, and you've got all these law enforcement officers. Come on, man. I mean, you can't say to me that that's not, overkill. You shoot one person 40 times. You shot 120 times at one person. Well, they said he shot at officers. Okay. When you shoot at an officer or any of those kind of things, you put yourself in a situation where you may lose your life. But nobody can tell me 40 times a man was shot and 120 shots were fired. Nobody can tell me that that should be justified under any circumstances. Even if you support law enforcement, that does not make any sense. Something's wrong with that picture. Now, again, should this young man had, been doing whatever it was he was doing? No. Did he put himself in a situation that cost him his life? Yes. But he was pulled over in the first place because there was a broken light on his doggone license plate. Come on, man. That's why you pull somebody over, a broken light on their license plate? You can't find anything more pressing in a city like Akron, Ohio? If you're law enforcement, you can't, there's nothing else going on more serious than that? Yes, he was profiled. Clearly, he was profiled. But that is not reason enough that what he did, he was 100% wrong, and it cost him his life. But man, 40 times, you shoot one person 40 times before he hits the ground? What were they thinking? Well, oh, we thought he had the gun with him. You thought he had the gun. The gun was still in the car. He ran away from the car. Well, we saw him raise his hand. Oh, okay. I buy that. So a couple of shots, yes. But 40 shots? Come on, man. These are the things that will continue to divide this nation. It's going to continue to divide the nation, you know, because it's unnecessary. It didn't have to happen in that manner. And As I said before, I'm not saying that law enforcement didn't have a right to shoot at him, but not 40 times. Hit somebody 40 times, you shot 120 times. Where was your life in danger to that degree that eight of you fired 120 shots? How can you say your life was in danger? Again, you know, I know it's a hard pill for some to swallow, those who love law enforcement, and say that, you know, we've got to support law enforcement 100%. No, we don't. No, we don't. When law enforcement is wrong, then they need to be, that needs to happen. Whoever sat down and saw this and said, well, we exonerate law enforcement for all of this. You know, they had a right, their lives were threatened, they felt like they were in danger. Come on, man. Who's supposed to believe that? And if there hadn't been a history in the country of these kinds of things, my entire life, I can tell you that there have been incidences like this. And then you get people who say, well, what are they talking about, Black Lives Matter? Why should there be a Black Lives Matter? Because of situations like this. Come on, man. 40 times. Didn't have a gun. And I'll tell you, I know law enforcement officers who would say the exact same thing that I said. No, man, that does not make it any sense. That shouldn't have happened. So even their own brethren will say that there's something wrong with this kind of situation. But we can't. And I don't understand why, you know, when you have conversations like this, there is a clear right and wrong. And we can't ever compromise right or wrong. This is clear. But yet wrong came out on top again. They really... they were afraid for their lives. Oh, yeah, he didn't have a gun. Well, we didn't know he left the gun in the car. Only after we shot him 40 times did we realize, hey, there's no gun here. You know, nobody has enough sense to say, hey, man, you know, this This is not right. This is not right. It's not right. This is America. You know, man. So, you know, I'm not, you know, it's, you know, it just keeps happening. Yeah, it's been a long time since George Floyd, and we know what happened with George Floyd's murder, and we know how cities wound up in the conditions that they did, and we're pouring more gas on the fire. We just keep pouring more gas on the fire. Why can't we get law enforcement officers to do the right thing? Now, I'm not saying they don't. I told you, I got many friends in high-ranking positions, including the chief of police in the city of Milwaukee. Good friend of mine. I'm going to have him on the air soon. Good friend of mine. We talk about issues. He's the chief of police in the largest city in the state of Wisconsin. And he wouldn't support this. I know. Not from his officers. But yet it's supported and accepted because these guys walked away, you know, with doing something that was just not right. 40 times, you know. And yes, this young man put himself in a position to, and as I talk with young boys constantly about what they should do and what they shouldn't do, for those of you who don't know, that's kind of what I do when I'm not here at the radio station. I'm intricately involved in my community with young people trying to prevent this kind of thing from happening, explaining to them what they need to do that they don't wind up like this poor soul, Jaylen Walker. You know. And when people have their guns, as he had never had a gun before, decided to buy one, understand what you open yourself up for. You know, but in this instance, you know, he had the gun in the car. Apparently, what he was running from, why he had a mask, I don't know. Question is, did it warn him being shot 40 times? 40 times. Which meant that his body was torn asunder. You know, you've hit 40 times with, I don't know what kind of guns they have, but whatever they are, we know that they're high-powered. Listen, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Breeze car clips right on your vent. Yeah, you know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face when it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah. Breathe happy Febreze, la 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 la.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 52. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 34. Tonight, partly cloudy. Chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 55. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Thursday, chance for scattered rain showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, so Trump calls on Rupert Murdoch to bag false 2020 election fraud claims ahead of the Dominion trial. So Donald Trump is still, almost 3 years later, swearing that he got cheated out of the election. Fox News owner Rupert Murdoch bought into the lies and put his, you know, considerable resources on the line to support the lie that Donald Trump produced, that many followed him with that lie. And at the end of that rainbow, there's a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit from Dominion Voting Systems that Fox News and Rupert Murdoch are facing. And many of the Fox people, personalities that are on the air, all realize it was a lie from the beginning. And here, you know, court is just about in session on this. And what does Donald Trump do? Here's what he did. Former President Donald Trump on Monday called on Rupert Murdoch to back false information about the 2020 presidential election in the face of this $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit. that Rupert Murdoch is facing. And instead, Trump wants him to double down. Hey, don't worry about you being sued for $1.6 billion. Just do the right thing, man. Just stick with the story. Well, that's kind of what he said in words. Trump on True Social alleged that Fox News is in big trouble if they do not expose the truth on cheating in the 2020 election. We've heard this before. Donald was for going on 3 years. There is no evidence of widespread voter fraud that would have impacted the outcome of the 2020 race for the White House is the truth. The former president suggested that the media tycoon and chair of the Fox Corporation should say that he just didn't know. But that is hard to believe. Rupert, just tell the truth and good things will happen, Trump added. Top executives and hosts at Fox News have privately shared that they didn't believe Trump's allegations of election fraud in 2020 race, according to court filings in Dominion's voting systems defamation lawsuit at the network. Murdoch called false voter claims damaging. Let's go to the phone lines and Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning, Ken. You say what, man?
Good morning, Earl. They say there was no widespread voter fraud.
That's what, everybody knows that.
There was voter fraud.
Listen, man.
How much? They keep posting widespread, but yet there was voter fraud. So any voter fraud theoretically means the election was stolen.
Hey, you know what? It's a good thing that your money is not at stake like Rupert Murdoch's money is. You know, it's easy for you to say that. Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, he keeps saying widespread voter fraud. On what level? What level is it that it's fraud? I mean, where do you draw the point? Widespread can mean what?
Well, so here's the question. Here's the issue, man. Did Donald Trump lose the election because of voter fraud? That's what's at stake. That's what's on the table. Not that whether or not, somebody cheated here, somebody cheated there. Did they cheat to the degree that's why he lost the election? The answer is absolutely not.
Well, according to who, though?
According to the courts. All the courts in the land, man. Where have you been? Even on Fox News, even on Fox News, something I watch, they all agree there was no voter fraud. Where have you been?
Looking for the votes.
Man,
that was just a question, Earl, on what level you consider it illegal and what level you don't consider it illegal. If you say it wasn't widespread, but there was voter fraud, correct?
The question, again, the question.
There's news outlets come out and say there wasn't any voter fraud. There wasn't any.
Well, so I can tell you, man, that there wasn't anybody and there wasn't voter fraud. The question is, was there voter fraud enough to the degree that Donald Trump lost the election? That's the question. And the answer to that is a resounding no. And the courts.
Any voter fraud. If there is any voter fraud found, I'm pretty sure it's not. You got to revote.
No, man.
Oh, fuck that.
No, I can. With all due respect, sir, if you found in Sturgeon Bay where you are, I'm pretty sure there was some voter fraud, you know, but not to the degree that it overturns the election.
I don't know if there's a bunch of votes that came in at 2:30 in the morning in Wisconsin and Michigan. You both dropped in at the same time.
Well, they found out they found out that that was a lie. That was a lie.
No, that was old. It wasn't a lie because that was old Democratic votes that were dropped.
All right, I got to go, man. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Fair in the countryside.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.